AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some Americans who were detained in Iran are going to be freed. It's part of an exchange involving Iranians held or charged in the United States. The AP's Mark Smith is live with details.
Ed, this swap came together in the last 24 hours, we're told, and is taking place as Iran prepares for sanctions to be lifted under its nuclear deal with the U.S. and its allies. Four Iranian Americans are being freed, including Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who was convicted of spying last year in a closed trial. The others include an Iranian-American Marine detained during a family visit and a Christian pastor charged in connection with proselytizing. A fifth American, a student, has already been freed, not connected with the swap. Meantime, the U.S. is setting free or pardoning seven Iranian-Americans here, all charged with violating sanctions. Ed?
That is AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. The announcement comes as talks go on in Vienna that could determine Iran is in compliance with its nuclear agreement. The AP's Ali Akbar Durrani reports it would mean a lifting of sanctions, which would have a huge impact on Iran's economy.
The lifting of sanctions means Iran will immediately be able to export more crude oil, and financial sanctions, including monetary sanctions, will immediately be lifted. This is the biggest news Iran has been waiting for years.
Iran's transport minister says a deal has been signed to buy 114 Airbus planes as soon as the sanctions are lifted. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump had this reaction to the release of the Americans in Iran.
I'm happy they're coming back, but I will tell you, it's a disgrace that they've been there for so long. It's a disgrace. Remember that. A total disgrace.
Trump says this release would have been worked out before the nuclear agreement with Iran was worked out. This is AP Radio News. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says he was moved by his meeting with refugees in Istanbul.
I heard stories that broke my heart. I can't even talk about them to you. And these are real stories of men, women and children that have lost everything and don't know what their future is. So we must help them with that.
Grandi says these refugees need protection, a minimum comfort in life, and they must have a chance to get jobs. In an attempt to diminish the country's appeal to migrants, the government in Denmark plans to force asylum seekers to hand over any valuables worth more than $1,500 to help cover the costs of food and housing while they are being processed. This proposal is expected to be approved by the Danish parliament. But human rights activists say it's a cruel and degrading way to treat people who have fled war and misery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.